But there are other traditions associated with this time of year too. One of the things which will always be linked to Christmas is mistletoe. How did this all come about, Jane?
Mistletoe is an evergreen plant that's smothered in white berries from winter to spring. It grows in the branches of trees such as hawthorn, apple, poplar, lime and conifers. Viscum album, to give mistletoe its proper name, is a parasitic plant that lives off the nutrients and water from a host tree. Although it's parasitic, it will not kill the host tree, but it can weaken it. The berries are often spread by birds from one tree to another, and this is how the large, rounded clumps of mistletoe form in tree branches. The most common host tree in the UK is apple. Mistletoe is a popular Christmas plant and decoration. Look for plants with fresh green foliage and ripe white berries that are plump and not withered. Mistletoe will keep for 2 to 3 weeks after gathering if it's kept in a cool place. Although mistletoe is spread naturally by birds, it is possible to grow it by harvesting berries from a tree in March or April. Choose a branch that's 10 centimetres or 4 inches or more in girth on a tree that's 15 years old or more. Ideally, this should be fairly high up so the developing plant receives plenty of light. Find a natural crevice in the bark. Remove the seeds from the fleshy berries and insert them, and finish by covering with hessian to protect from birds. Sow a few seeds at each site, as only 1 in 10 seeds germinates. The branch will swell as the mistletoe develops, but don't expect quick results, as plants can take 5 years or more to reach berrying size. In the Middle Ages, it was believed that mistletoe had a variety of magical properties, such as stopping the trances of epileptics and keeping witches at bay and warding off evil. It was believed by the Victorians that the seeds of the mistletoe would only germinate if they passed through a mistle thrush. Although not true, research has shown that when seeds do pass through birds, they will germinate faster. A sprig of mistletoe is traditionally hung above the door and a berry removed with each kiss. Mistletoe's association with Christmas is more coincidental than genuine. The plant has had a special place in midwinter customs for a long time, and its use predates Christianity. The kissing tradition is a remnant of an ancient fertility tradition. It may originally have been rather a local custom and not a genuine national one, but it became amazingly popular, particularly in Britain and abroad in English-speaking countries. There are many explanations of the kissing tradition, although most relate either to the Norse legend of Balder or to the view that mistletoe is an ancient symbol of fertility.
Thank you, Jane. Perhaps that last piece should just come with a caution in these socially distant times. Beware who you kiss. Oh, I'm such a killjoy, aren't I?